I welcome you panelists to the European Research Council International Conference on Theatre for Development with the theme Theatre for Development, Historical and Institutional Perspective. I am Dr. Fonimi Yang of the Department of Theatre Arts, University of Uyo, Nigeria, and I'm making a joint presentation with Idarisirin Yang of the Department of Drama and Theatre Studies, School of Arts and Social Sciences, University of Stellenbosch, South Africa. The title of our paper is Theatre for Development Practice in South Nigeria, 1990 to the present. As a way of contextualizing this paper, I'd like us to go straight into the abstract of the paper. Theatre for Development emerged in Africa at a time of critical development juncture rising in tempo and spread to different parts of the continent, well-documented programs and initiatives. From its early surge in Southern Africa through initiatives such as Ledza Batanani, Maratoli Traveling Theatre, to its current institutionalization in development thinking and academic investigation, TFD was launched in West Africa primarily in an initiative popularly called Samaru Projects, pioneered by Michael Etherton and colleagues at the Ahmadu Bello University Zaria, Nigeria. That launch in Zaria provided the impetus for its growth first in Northern Nigeria and later other parts of Nigeria through the interaction of students and theatre scholars from other parts of the country with the vibrancy of TFD in Zaria. This paper aims to historicize and draw attention to the growth and spread of TFD practice and pedagogy in the geopolitical south side of Nigeria, comprising states in the coastal flanks of Southern Nigeria, popularly referred to as Niger Delta area. The paper aims to examine the development, pedagogy, and practice of TFD in these areas through a study of major interventions, exponential practitioners, and institutions that support its growth and substance between the 1990s to the present. From that abstract, it is important to state clearly that it's already a well-known and established fact that Theatre for Development serves a major role in the society. It's seen as a catalyst for development not only in Africa but all over the world. This understanding takes us to a foundation in Africa, as pointed out in the abstract, first in Southern Africa, in programs that responded very strategically to the development needs of the society. From that early experiment in Southern Africa, it crossed over to West Africa with the initiative of the Michael Etherton and his colleagues at the Ahmadu Bello University Zaria in a project popularly called the Samaru Project, which took place in 1975. It should be understood that moving from there, theater became strategically known and accepted as a powerful instrument of engagement in developmental issues, in mass mobilization of people for all sort of purposes in the society. That is why it was used by the military government of Nigeria in that era for a program that was called Mass Mobilization for Self-Reliance, Social Justice and Economic Recovery, MAMSA, which started in July 25, 1987. From these roots, theater development for development crossover to different parts of the country, especially motivated by the Samaru experiment and especially also by students and people that had contact with this area experiment. And so from there, we now had many universities and other tertiary institutions, including polytechnics and colleges of education, taking interest in theatre for development. So in the 90s, television stations and radio stations using their own media began to also engage in some outreach programs that focus on health agriculture, literacy, and social issues within the society. We also discovered that many cultural centers and community theater troupes started taking a place to rural communities and using them as an instrument of dialoguing with the people, you know, on issues of their development from various perspectives. From this same foundation, we also had situations where conventional playwrights use some of their plays as instrument of development advocacy. We will bring to focus the likes of J.P. Clark and Ken Saro-Wiwa and many others. And then non-governmental organizations, for example, Living Aid Nigerian Foundation, LENF, also found theater very useful in biodiversity and forest and environmental protection activities, especially around Cross River state, which is one of the states in the South-South geopolitical area in Nigeria. I'd like us to mention at this point that the South-South geopolitical area in Nigeria, which is popularly called the Niger Delta area, is a critical location within the Nigerian geopolitics. It has a lot of mineral resources, and with these mineral resources, there are lots of issues of agitation for resource control. There are also issues of environmental degradation, pollution, and there are also even issues of violence and agitation in different forms. And it's also important to state that the states that make up the South-South region includes Akwa Ibom State, Bayelsa State, Cross River State, Delta State, Edo State, and River State. So you will find that within the confines of the developmental issues surrounding the South-South or Niger Delta State, theater traditionally or naturally becomes a very useful instrument of reaching out to the communities in this area. From the 1990s to the present, we want to state that Theater for Development is still very active within the South-South area, but primarily within the university and the tertiary institutions environment. There are many theater development programs and interventions that have been staged or conducted in different communities in different parts of the South-South. Many of them have been initiated by the different level of academic engagement within the university, from undergraduate to master's to PhD. Many people have written PhD thesis or master's dissertations that are focused on these programs. We can also say that there are many undergraduate students that have conducted community engagements within the communities of the South-South using TFD techniques. As from in a state-by-state situation, we will say that in Akwa Ibom State, everything concerning theater for development, you know, took off from the initial engagement of the old film units of the southeastern states of Nigeria. You know, films were taken to rural communities to educate people about farming and other issues in the community. From there, many people used TFD as a form of reaching out to people in local initiatives. One of the core practitioners in Akwa Ibom State is late Ubonda. Ubonda, in a very important intervention at Ikoroi Anitam, was able to mobilize the community to look at issues of erosion and environmental pollution in different forms. And that program became a major reference point in the understanding of theater as an instrument of environmental advocacy. We also discovered that in other states, like Bayelsa State, there are active practitioners of TFD, which was initially pioneered by the likes of Barclays Ayakoroma and others. In Cross River State, Cross River has a a very strong base for the understanding and practice of TFD, because not only did the program at the University of Calabar encourage this sort of initiative, but many members of staff of that program and ex-students of the program, you know, moved into the society as consultants to non-governmental organizations that were active in the implementation of TFD to tackle various issues, the likes of Idiswa Okofoboche, who initiated the Dreamboat project, and the likes of Mr. Liu Bethien, who was a consultant to Living Aid Nigeria on different projects. In Edo State and in Delta State, there are different TFD programs that have also been initiated, especially with the support of the local universities in those areas, such as Delta State University at Abraka, University of Benin, and practitioners such as Austin Asagba and Kristen Odi have been very instrumental in the development of the practice within these regions. We like to look at the challenges of theater for development in South Nigeria. Here we can say that whereas theater for development has been quite active and useful in impacting the society, but its current standing and perhaps also public perception still puts it up as a program that is still attached to academic curriculum, to the extent that many people erroneously believe that TFD is perhaps only situated within the tertiary environment, whereas it is not so. So this attachment to academic curriculum limits the scope and capacity of the program to touch different aspects of the society. There is also the issue of lack of institutional support, especially funding. Practitioners still have to rely a great deal on voluntary support that sometimes are not regular before they are able to stage initiatives. Even though sometimes some practitioners receive support from multinational companies, such support are not regular, and so there is that serious issue of lack of funding support. And also we have the issue of the absence of policy and regulatory framework to professionalize the practice, which leaves the practice almost as an all-comers affair, a situation where you find people that didn't have any background or training in TFD now come up to identify themselves as practitioners. And so from here, we can look at the future of theater for development in South Nigeria. Here we can say that theater for development has been identified already within the consciousness of the society as a viable tool for development intervention in the South. We can also say that there is need for stakeholders' engagement towards repositioning and institutionalization of the practice. There is also a need to emphasize field practice as a component of tertiary training. Conclusion: theater for development practice in South Nigeria has to find ways to make itself increasingly relevant in the 21st century. With the advancement in digital technology globally and its impacts in social spaces, TFD in South Nigeria should also reinvent itself along these lines. Practitioners of TFD in South Nigeria need to come together to strengthen the field as well as streamline the modus operandi of the practice. And it is also very important for the practice to be documented and preserved for future generations. Thank you very much.